Did you ever hear of a grass widow?
No.
That's what that is supposed to be. The man whose daughter you are is your...
Oh, father.
Okay, and what do you call your father?
Daddy.
All right, and his wife is your...
Mother.
What do you call her?
Mama.
Okay, and together they would be your...
Mama and Daddy.
Well, one
word. Parents.
Yes, and your father's father is your...
Grandfather.
What you call him. I forgot what you said you had alive. You just have one alive?
Mm-hmm. And Papa.
Is that your grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And his wife would be your...
Grandmother.
And what did you call her, or would you have called her?
Grandma.
Okay. And your sons and daughters would be your...
Children.
And what would you call a name that a child was given just in its family, maybe?
Nickname.
Mm-hmm. And then something you would put a baby in that has a hood and wheels and it can lie down?
A carriage.
Okay, and if you put the baby in the carriage, you'd say, I'm going to go out and do what?
Stroll.
All right. And if you had, say, three children of different ages and one was the most mature of the three children and you were describing that and you wanted to use the phrase grown up, you would say, Jim is the of my children. He's the...
The most grown up.
Yes. And your children would be sons and?
Daughters.
Or boys and?
Girls.
And you'd have a man or a?
Woman.
Okay. And if a woman is going to have a child, you'd say she's?
Pregnant.
Is there another way of saying that? Old-fashioned way or joking way? Okay. If you didn't have a doctor, what would you call that woman that they might send for? It's an old-time thing, but I think they're going back to it in some places. Midwife, do you know that?
I've heard that.
Say it.
Midwife.
Okay. And if a boy and his father had the same appearance, you would say the boy?
Favors his father.
Okay. And if they had the same mannerisms, you'd say he?
Acts like his father.
Good. And if a mother has looked after three children until they've grown up, you'd say she has?
Raised.
Good. And if a little boy has done something he ought not to have done, you might say to him, you're going to get a...
Spank.
Is anything else you
whipping
might...
Whipping.
Which is worse?
A whipping, I think.
Why? How do they differ?
Whipping's harder, I guess.
Okay. Then if Bob was 5 inches taller this year, you might say Bob...
Blank. Grew 5 inches.
All right. And he has?
Grown.
And he will?
Grow.
Okay. What would you call a child that's born to an unmarried woman? A word which many people will not say because it is not nice.
I don't know.
You probably heard the word. It sometimes it's just used as an insult when you want to call somebody a bad name. Do you know the word bastard?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Does that mean in a child that's illegitimate?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. You might say that Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
More loving.
Yep, that's okay. It. Uh-huh. Your brother's son would be your...
Nephew.
Mm-hmm. And a child whose parents were dead is an
orphan.
And the court might appoint to look after the orphan, a legal
foster parents, guardian.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you were talking about all the people who were related to you, you might say this town is full of my
relatives.
Mm-hmm. If someone asked about somebody who had the same name as you and wanted to know if that was a member of your family, you would say no, she's
no relation.
Okay. And if somebody came into town and you'd never seen him before, you might say he's a...
Newcomer.
Okay. Suppose it was from another country. He's a...
Foreigner.
Would you ever call somebody a foreigner from this country?
No.
All right. Then what is the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife? I'm just trying to get the pronunciation of the names. It doesn't matter whether it's George Washington's wife. It's Miss Respice's first
Sarah?
name.
Sarah?
No, but Sarah's the one that I wanted.
I don't know.
You don't know Miss Respice's first name.